Gemara Erubin has been sponsored by Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife Celia for their success, for their children's success, health, happiness, beracha, parnasa, v'hatzlacha, bechol ma'aseh yedehem. Dap tzadiheh. Today's daf has been dedicated in honor of Mr. Jack and Marilyn Shrebar by their son Ike. Hashem aleim yichyu, amen. Today's daf is being studied in Refuah Shelema, Mazal, Bat Miriam. En la refana la betoch shar chole Yisrael, amen. Today's daf is being studied Le'ilu Nishmat HaChem Baruch Rafael ben Miriam and Abraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem tanichem began Eden, amen. We are starting on Sadi Dalet Amud Bet, and we are going to begin 13 lines from the bottom. Today's Gemara starts with the words Shimuel Lo Amar Kerav. Let us review the Machloket that we ended up yesterday's daf with, the interpretation of our Mishnah. We had a Mishnah on the Amud Rishon that said if you have a chatzir or a bayit and it was nifratz on both sides, and as she learned it was nifratz to the Rishut HaRabim, so the deen was it becomes asur. The lashon of the Mishnah was chatzir shenifratz Rishut HaRabim mishter ruchoteha v'chen bayit shenifratz mishter ruchotav v'chen mavui, or for that matter mavui that the Lehi on the Korah came off on Shabbat. So Rabbi Yehuda said on that Shabbat it's permissible, because since you went into Shabbat okay, so it maintains its status, but going forward Vasurim La'atid Labo. Okay, so the question of the Gemara was what exactly is the scenario? Why did you have to give a case where both walls came Nifrat? Seemingly you were able to give the same deen in the case where even one wall was Nifratz. So Rav came along and explained the Mishnah as follows. We're talking about a pirtzah that is less than 10. And therefore, if it's a pirtzah less than 10, we consider it a petah. And therefore, technically speaking, even if it was on the eastern wall and the western wall, which means two walls that were parallel from each other that have a breach that is less than 10, it still should be mutar legabre. Not only on this Shabbat, but on the next Shabbat as well. Because it's still considered a petah, it's not considered a breach. Oh, so what's the Mishnah talking about where you have a breach of less than 10 on two sides where it makes it asur? So he says, we're talking about what happened at the corner. Oh, it happened at a corner. So what's the problem with that? Well, when you have a breach at a corner, even less than 10, it's no longer considered a petah. Now it's considered a pritzah. So we have a scenario of where less than 10 will be asur on two sides. And that's gone two sides. Why? Because it's on the corner. If it's on the corner, you still have a way to kosher it up by saying the principle of pitikra yored visotem. So to that, Rav says, we're talking about the roof that comes in that corner is on a slant. The deen is, you only say pitikra yored visotem when the roof is straight, we have, you know, the lip of the roof comes down. But here, where it's coming on a slant, you do not say pitikra yored visotem. That's the way Rav understood our Mishnah. Shmuel, on the other hand, had a different understanding. He learned that you could even be talking about whether pirtza or the breach that we're talking about was more than 10 amot. Oh, so if it's more than 10 amot, so what do you got to come along and say two sides? Even one side, a breach of more than 10 amot is a pirtza, so already the area should become asud. So he says, you know something, you're right. Legaber the chatzer, we're talking about really, it's only on one side it was breached, tanamot, and therefore it's asur. And the only reason why we said a case of two sides was to give you a hidush in the case of bayit. Oh, what's the case of bayit? If it's more than tanamot, even in the bayit, one side should suffice. So he says, no, we're talking about over here where it happened on the corner. Okay, good, so the corner is considered two sides. So you even want to tell me if it's even more than 10 amot. But so what? You still have the principle of pitikra yored v'sotem, which is in the corner. You can also say that the walls will come down. And we know that Shmuel subscribes to peace to Kla Yored Vizotem, unless you have to say it on four walls. But if you don't have to say it on four walls, he agrees you say it. So Shmuel says, yeah, but we're talking about over here where you need to say it on four walls. And that's why you can't say Pitikra. Why? Because we're talking about where in the corner where it's breached, it's, we'll call it ragged, or I guess,
jagged
is the right word. Okay. Which means it indents four tefachim on both sides, and then comes to like an area of five across, and then five across again, zigzagging across. So therefore it's four different spots where you're going to have to say Pitikra on the four tefachim, on the five amma plus, and then on the five amma again, and then on the four tefachim again, each area is considered a makom hashuv. And therefore, in that case over there, you cannot say Pitikra Yored Vesotem. And therefore, it is going to be asur. So now the Gemara comes along and says like this, none of this was said in our Mishnah. That's clear. Which means everybody's reading into the Mishnah here. All the Mishnah said, you have a hatzer or a bayit that was nifrat, Mishnah Stadim. Now each rabbi is coming along and saying, first of all, it's a corner. That's Rav. And Shmuel also agrees to that. And then they're coming along and saying, and the wall on top is either slanted or jagged. Now, everybody's now reading into the Mishnah, giving the case that was not written. So really, they're both dohak. It's both a push into the Mishnah. So the Gemara begins and says, Shmuel lo amar kirav. The reason why Shmuel did not learn the Mishnah like Rav and say that it's talking about a corner and it's talking about where it's alakson, where the roof is slanted, and that's why you can't say Pitikra alakson lo ketani, because it doesn't say in the Mishnah that the roof is slanted. Verav lo amar kishmuel. And Rav does not learn the case like Shmuel where it's on the corner and it's Pitikra on all four sides. Because imken havyale aksadra. Because if that's the case, Rav does not agree with the outcome. Because Rav, if you remember, held by the aksadra case. What was the aksadra case? Where he had four walls that were four poles with a roof on top, open on all four sides. He says, even in such a case, you do say pitikra yored besotem. So therefore, he couldn't learn the Mishnah like Shmuel, because he would say, even in that case where you have the jagged corner, you'll say pitikra on all four walls to go down. Ve'rav le'tameh, Rav is going according to his reasoning, de'amar aksadra mutar le'taltel be'kula. Because he holds that under the aksadra, it's permissible to carry underneath, because you do say pitikra on four walls. De'itmar, as we have a statement, aksadra be'bika'a. You have the aksadra in the valley. Rav Amar mutar letaltel bekula. Why? Because of pitikra yored besotem on all four sides. Ushmuel Amar en metaltelin ba ela bearba amot. And Shmuel, we learned, says no. We treat it like a karmelit, and you can only carry underneath the aksadra up until four amot. And the Gemara explains the machloket. Rav Amar mutar letaltel bekula. The reason why Rav says you can carry the whole thing, Amninat pitikra yored v'sotem, because we employ the principle of pitikra yored v'sotem, that the roof comes down on all four sides. Ushmuel amar en metaltelin ba'el abar ba'amot. Amninat pitikra yored v'sotem, because we do not say the principle of pitikra. So therefore Rav could not learn like Shmuel, because he would say even in Shmuel's configuration you would say pitikra yored v'sotem, and therefore it would be mutal letaltel not only on the Shabbat but even the Shabbat Abba. Now the Gemara is going to explain the nature of this machloket between Rav and Shmuel, when they said, or when they didn't say, Pitikra Yored Vesotem. So Gemara says, Be'eser, if we're talking about walls that are less than 10 amot, meaning poles, by the Aksadra case. Let's say the poles are within 10 amot of each other. So then already, nobody asks, everybody's going to say, in that case, you could say Pitikra Yored Vesotem. Which means, when there's a poles that are within 10 amot, even Shmuel will say, you can say Pitikra, all the cars, on all four sides. There's no machloka. However, ki pelige, you know when the machloka they have in Shmuel is? Beyeter me'esir. When the holes, when the breach is more than 10, so then already we have a machloka, do you say, Pitikra yored besotem. That's one way of learning the machloka. That she says, be'esir, Kule amalo pedigi, it's four lines from the bottom. De bilav setimat pitikra nami petachim him. Which is, even without pitikra yuretz fisotem, these breaches are considered petachim. It's a petach still. It's less than 10. So therefore, everybody will agree in that case over there, it's mutar to carry underneath the aksadra in its entirety. Where's the mahloket? When it's more than 10. More than 10 is considered a pritza. So there, Shemuel will say, you don't say pitikra, and Rav will say, you do. That's one way of learning. Vika de amre, but there's another way of learning. Beyeter kula alma lo peligi. More than 10 amod, it's a breach according to everybody, and you do not say pitikra yored vesotem, even according to Rav. Ki peligi be'eser. And the mahloket is davka when it's ayesir. So Gemara says, Beha de amar. Rav Yehuda, and that which Rav Yehuda said, Korah dalit, matir bechurba. If you have a churba, you actually have a picture of this in your books, picture number 343. You have a ruin, okay? Now, the chiddush in this ruin is over, it has no roof, except for a plank that's running across the ruin, and the Gemara is going to tell us that it is permissible to carry only under the plank. Why? Because we're going to say, Pitikra yored v'sotem, and it's going to be considered as if the lip of this plank comes down, and now you have an enclosed area. You're going to have walls. Korah dalid, we read in the Gemara. If you have a Korah that is four, which means four tefachim wide, matir bechurba, it makes it permissible to carry in the churba under the Korah. V'Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Abu, Korah dalid, if you have a plank that is four wide, matir bimayim, it is permissible to carry, for example, under it into the water, which means if you put a plank above the water is considered a karmelit, now you want to carry, so we're going to consider that the lip of the plank makes imaginary walls going down, and therefore you're carrying from a reshuta rayachid, because the walls go all the way down under that plank. So the Gemara says, mani, whose opinion is this going like? Because basically what you're saying is, Pitikra yored v'sotem on all sides. So who could be the author of this statement that says, when you have the plank in the churba, you can carry under the plank using Pitikra, or when you have the plank over the water, you can draw the water up. Whose opinion is this going like? Is it going like Rav? Or is it going like Shemuel? So the Gemara says, Mani, who is the author? Lehach lishna, according to the version that says, De'amar be'eser lo peligi, that we're talking about, that where the breach is less than 10, there is no argument, where everybody comes along and says, Bitikra yored v'sotem, be'eser. I can tell you the case is talking about over here, that it's be'eser, it's less than 10, v'divre hakol, and it's going according to all opinions, which means the Lashon Rishon, right? The first Girsah, the first version that said that when it's Eser Amot or less, everybody holds, meaning Rav and Shemuel hold that you could say Pitekna Yored V'Sotem on all the sides. So therefore I could say over here as well, in Rav Yehuda's case and Rav Nachman's case, that we're talking about a case where it's less than 10, and therefore it would be Tevra Kol, meaning you could say Pitikra Yored V'Sotem. Gemara continues, Lehach Lishna De'amart Be'eser Pelige, but according to the Lashon of the Gemara that says that even by 10 Amot or less, there is a machloket if they say Pitikra Yored V'Sotem between Rav and Shemuel. So Gemara says, Pelige Kerav. So then you have to say what? That this statement is only going like Rav, meaning it is less than 10, and it's only following Rav's opinion that says you could say Pitikra. Comes the Gemara and continues. Lema Abaye v'Rava b'ftukta d'Rav u'Shmuel kamepalge. We're going to bring now a case of Abaye and Rava who had an argument legabe sukkah, and we're going to try to say that their argument by sukkah is dependent on the argument of Rav and Shmuel of Pitikra Yored v'Sotem. De itmar, we have a statement. Sikech al gabe aksadra sheyesh la pitzimin keshera. If you remember, we learned this on a previous daf. We have an aksadra that actually had pitzimin, which is posts that were coming off the sides. That would be picture number 329. All right. Basically, what you had is four posts. I'm going to call those the pitzimin. You put schach on top. Now the pitzimin are like at least a tefach long. Those pitzimin are considered walls. So therefore technically you have the two walls of the structure. When you built a naksadra, you built it next to two walls. So those are two walls of the sukkah. And then those pitzimin that are jutting out a tefach on all sides, they're also considered mechitzot. And therefore you have the minimum shiur of a sukkah. The minimum shiur of a sukkah is three walls and two walls and a tefach. So you have two solid walls and you have these pitzimin that are coming out on the side. And that pitzimin, well, but let's say you don't have these pitzimin, which means you just have four poles with schach on top and it's opened on all sides. Those poles do not come out a tefach. So comes the Gemara and says, Abaye amar keshera. Abaye still says the sukkah is keshera, but Rava amar pesula. But Rava says pesula. Abaye amar keshera. The logic of Abaye, why says it's keshera? Amar pi tikra yored v'sotem. Because he'll say pi tikra yored v'sotem on all the sides, and therefore you have a kosher sukkah with walls. The Rava amar pesula. Rava is going to say that it is pesula, lo amar pitikra yored v'sotem. So you're not going to say pitikra yored v'sotem. That's a separate, independent ma'loket between Abaye and Rava, legabe, a sukkah that was made through an aksadra without pitzimin. So now the Gemara wants to connect the ma'loket. Gemara wants to say, lema Abaye kerav. Let us say that Abaye is following Rav's opinion, and therefore he's going to say that what? You do say Pitikra v'yored v'sotim, even if you have to say it on four sides, which is now I can learn the case he's talking about where there's no walls, which is you just have a regular aksadra that's opened up on all four sides. You don't have walls of a building next to it, so you're not using existing walls. You're making all your walls of your sukkah from the aksadra itself. And what does Rav hold in that case? Say Pitikra v'yored v'sotim on all four sides. So I'll say Abaye goes like Rav, Verava Kishmuel, and Rava can go like Shmuel. That's why he says the sukkah is pesula, because you cannot say Pitikra v'yored v'sotim. So comes the Gemara and says, Alibad Shmuel, according to Shmuel, kule alma lo pelige. Nobody is arguing according to Shmuel. What does this mean, nobody's arguing? Rashi, Tap Tashi. Alibad Shmuel, kule alma lo pelige, klomar, vadai kedika amart. Meaning from Shmuel's perspective, Shmuel's the one that said, you don't say, Pitikra yored v'sotem on all four sides. For sure, it's like you said that what? Abaye kerav. Abaye must be following Rav's opinion. Velo kishmuel. Demode Abaye del Shmuel pesula. Meaning Abaye will tell, yeah, according to Shmuel, Vadai is going to be pesula. Tekevan de be'achsadra da'anach piyot tekra la'achsadra na'asu. Vafidu achi asar betiltul shabbat. Kot sheken de lo ma'ani le'nyan sukkah, de lo sukkah abidi. Which means like this. Legabe shabbat, for sure, according to Shmuel, you cannot carry underneath this achsadra. Because it's totally open on all sides. He will say that this achsadra is a din of a Karmelit, and if you can only carry four amot. So that she's telling us, if Shmuel holds by Shabbat, you don't hold these as walls. Kol sheken by Sukkah, we're not going to consider them as walls, which is if Shmuel holds that legabe Shabbat, this is asur, certainly legabe Sukkah, he gives you a sevara. He says, which the sevara is going to come up in the Gemara in a moment, that for Sukkah, these walls were not made, or the achsadra was not built, and the walls, I should say, were not built l'shem Sukkah. Which is true, you put the schach up, you had to put the schach up l'shem Sukkah. But these walls over here were not built l'shem Sukkah. Now normally you don't have to build walls l'shem Sukkah. Which is, you don't have to have the, all you need is the schach. The achsadra, the structure itself does not have to be built normally l'shem Sukkah. As long as you have four walls with schach, that was l'shem Sukkah. But here the Gemara is saying that in order to rely on pitikra yored v'sotem, we're going to be mahmir, at least to say, at least it had to be built, the achsadra from the inception, when you put the poles up on the side, it had to be for Sukkah. So if Shmuel is going to say, by Shabbat, we don't need any lishma, it's not going to be considered, it's not going to be considered walls to carry, called shekin for Sukkah. So therefore, Abaye will say, I'm definitely going like Rav. According to Shmuel, vadai, this would not be good for Sukkah. Ki peligi alibad de Rav. The question is from Rav's perspective. Rav is the one that said legabe Shabbat it is kasher. Abaye kirav. So we could say Abaye is following Rav. You'll say pitikla yored v'sotem to kosher up the sukkah. V'rava, and Rava that said it's not good. It's not so simple. I could say like this: ad kan lo kaman Rav hatam ila dehani mechitzot la'aksad la'avidi. I'll say yeah. Maybe the reason why Rav was mekel by Shabbat is because those achsadrot were made for the achsadra, and for Shabbat you don't need any kavanah, so to speak, and therefore say pitikla yored v'sotem. But here by Sukkah, the han mechitzot la v'sukkah avide. Over here, these achsadras were not made for Sukkah. So I would say no, which means maybe Rav agrees by the case of Sukkah, you don't say Pitikla Yored V'sotem. Which means it's possible that Rava that was Mahmir by Sukkah also agrees to Rav. He just said by Sukkah even Rav will hold, you don't say Pitikla, because it was not made L'shem Sukkah, it was not made for the sake of Sukkah. Now normally, again I told you, you don't have to make walls L'shem Sukkah. But in this case, where you want to use a pitikla, which is a kula already, we're going to tell you, you can't take two kulot. Well, you didn't make the walls of Shem Sukkah, and you didn't have on Shabbat. All you need is an area. You put the four poles up, and it's considered walls. You're okay. So therefore, we're going to say like this. Look at Rashi, please. Ela ki peligi aliba derav, kilomar. Ha de amar rava kishmuel, velo kerav. That which you said, that Shmuel, that which you said, that Rava is going like Shmuel and not like Rav, Lohi, it's not so. You wanted to make the mahlokin interdependent. Because I can say, the Rava nami kerav amra lemilta. So I can tell you, Rava is also going like Rav. Ve'amar lecha ad kano kashari lav de'anyan Shabbat, ela de'ane me'itzot pirush, otan korot. These beams had the tunin al arba'a amudim that were placed on the four poles. The inu pitik al aksadra amid. It was clearly made for the aksadra. However, these poles that were put up with the roof on top, lav sukkah l'shem sukkah. Afagav de lo ba'im me'itzot l'shman. Even though you're right, you don't need me'itzot l'shem sukkah. Kudehai miyado mekelinan. We're not going to be so mekel to say that what? Pitikra, in a case where the thing was constructed for not the sake of Sukkah. So comes out in conclusion. Yes, Abaye and Rava are definitely arguing by Sukkah. There is no question about that. The she'ela is Rav and Shmuel's argument the same argument of Abaye and Rava? So the Gemara just comes along and says, well, from Shmuel's perspective, which means according to Shmuel that says, you don't say pitikra, yored v'sotem on four sides, so for sure, at least Abaye cannot be going like Shmuel. Abaye is definitely going like Rav. But however, you could say that legabe Rava, that says you don't say it by Sukkah, he goes, I hold like Rav by the way. Why are you putting me with Shmuel? I'll say that Rav agrees in the case of Sukkah that you don't say Pitikra v'zotem because you didn't make the walls l'shem Sukkah. But by Shabbat, in a Kenami, I can say, I agree with Rav as well, that you can say Pitikra Yored V'sotem. So therefore, in Abaye, for sure he's not going like Shmuel. Sorry, Abaye for sure is, yeah, going like Rav, not going like Shmuel. But in Rava, you could say, could be he's going like Shmuel, or could be you could say he's even going like Rav. That's the Gemara's conclusion. Comes the Gemara and continues. Rabbi Yose Omer. Now, if you remember at the end of our Mishnah, the Mishnah gave a statement of Rabbi Yose. Rabbi Yose said actually two things, which was hard to understand what he holds. He said, in this case where the walls came down on Shabbat, if it's mutar for this Shabbat, it's mutar for the future Shabbatot. And if it's asur for this Shabbat, it's asur for the future. So we don't know what side does he hold. Does he hold it's mutar or does he hold it's asur? So the Gemara says, Ibayilu, Rabbi Yose le'esor or le'eter. What was Rabbi Yose coming to do? Was he coming to matir future Shabbatot and that Shabbat itself? Or was he coming to matir this Shabbat as well as future? Amar Rav Sheshat le'esor. He was indeed coming to be mahmir, that it's asur even on this Shabbat as well as the future. V'chein amar Rav Yohanan le'esor. Tanya na'me'ache. We have a braita to support this. Amar Rabbi Yose. Rabbi Yose said, "Kishem shasurin la'atid lavo, kachasurin le'oto Shabbat." Very clearly, the braita clearly says the name of Rabbi Yose that it's asur on the Shabbat as well as the future. Itmar. We have a statement. Rabbi Chiya bar Ashe. Amar Rav. Halakha ke Rabbi Yose. The halakha indeed follows Rabbi Yose. Ushmuel Amar, halakha ke Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel, on the other hand, was lenient, and he said that it's at least permissible on that Shabbat that it fell, but of course the subsequent Shabbat is going to be Asur. Who held like that? Rav Shmuel, in the name of Shmuel. Shmuel himself. So comes the Gemara Tzumi. Amar Shmuel Ache. Did Shmuel indeed posek like Rabbi Yehuda to be lenient? Ve'atenan, we have a Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, that Rabbi Yehuda was talking about in this Mishnah, just to review, we had this Mishnah. In which case are you allowed to make an Eruv without telling the person that you made the Eruv in? Or which case, I should say, do you have to inform the person? So Rabbi Yehuda says, "But me, the very money when you have to inform the person that you're making the eruv for, be'arubet tehomin. When you're making the eruv tehomin, why? Because it's a hov for him. Because maybe he wants to walk the other side. Now you're putting him his eruv on one side, so you caused a hov. En chavim la'adam shelo befanav. Aval be'arubet haserot." But when it comes to Erubei Chaserot, Me'arvin ben Ladat, ben Shelo Ladat. Because in Erubei Chaserot, it's only a benefit for him. Because now you're allowing him to carry in the Chaser, so you don't even have to tell him that you were Mizakef him. Lefi Shezachin Ladam Shelo Befanav. Because the rule is, you could do a benefit for somebody even without his knowledge. Ve'en Havin Shelo Befanav. Good, so that was the statement of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Ve'amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, and on that, we have a statement of Shmuel that said, Halakha ki Rabbi Yehuda. That Halakha follows Rabbi Yehuda. Velo od ela. And furthermore, Shmuel said, Kol makom sheshana Rabbi Yehuda bi'erubin. That when any time Rabbi Yehuda has a shita in the laws of Erubin, Halakha kemoto. Does he clearly subscribe to what? The opinion of Rabbi Yehuda by Erubin. Continue. Ve'amar le Rav Hana Baghdad ta'a le Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So Rav Hana from Baghdad, he told Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, afilu b'mavui shinital korato o lechayav. How far are you going like Rav Yehuda? You're going like him even in a case where, let's say, you had a mavui that was kosher going into Shabbat. It had the lechay and it had the mavui. And the lechay and the mavui fell down. Are you also going to be lenient to say that on Shabbat you can carry from the Chatzet to the Mavui? Even in the case of a Mavui, you're going to be lenient? So he says, it fell on for that Shabbat. So comes the Gemara and says, Va'amar le, so Shmuel answered him back. No, listen to what I said. Be'erubin amarti lecha. I told you I only followed the Yehuda by Erubin. Ve'lo b'mechitzot. But now when it comes to walls, so Shmuel is coming along and saying, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So Shmuel is coming along and saying what? That I only follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnayot legabe erubin, but not when he comes with his shittot by mechitzot. Now hold it. Our Mishnah is all talking about mechitzot, which means first we have a case where the mechitzot of the house came down, and the mechitzot of the bayit came down, and then you have the case obviously of the mavui, where the lechay or the korah of the mavui came down also. And all the cases Rabbi Yehuda said were mekel. What do you mean? So now he comes along and says, Shmuel, halakha, can it be Yehuda? What do you mean? You're the one that said halakha, can it be that only by what he said by Erubin? You didn't hold what he said when you have walls that came down. And he himself said Shmuel. Shmuel from his own mouth said, what do you mean? By Erubin amarti lecha. I only told you I go like Rabbi Yehuda by Erubin. I don't go why he says by Me'ayin. So therefore, how could you tell me that Shmuel holds like the lenient opinion of Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah when he himself says he doesn't take his leniencies by Me'itzot? So we can answer this. Amar Rav Hanan Lididi Mefarshili Mine De Shmuel. I can explain it for Shmuel. How? Kan Shnefritza LeKarmelit, Kan Shnefritza LeRishut Rabbim. The question is, where was the pirtza to? Which means, if the pirtza was to a reshut harabim, which means, where, let's say, the breach was opened up to a reshut deoraita, that's when Shmuel said, I don't go like Rabbi Yehuda by mechitzot. Because now it's a shoot, deoraita. But in a case where the breach, let's say, is to a Karmelit, in that case over here, he's not going to be Mahmir. Therefore, if the wall came down on Shabbat, and it's opened up to a Karmelit now, he'll say, since you went into Shabbat, okay, and because even if you'd go out into the Karmelit, there would only be Isur, the Rabbanan, so he's not going to go there, he'll say, Kivan Shehutra, Hutra. Which means that really, I'll tell you, in our Mishnah, Rav Yehuda was mekel on everything. It was opened up to the Rishut Rabim. Rav Yehuda Amar Mishnah is being mekel on all the cases. It's a different Rishut Rabim. So when it says halakha like Rav Yehuda Amar Mishnah, it doesn't mean that he's taking Rav Yehuda in the case where it's the Rishut Rishut Rabim. He'll say, I'll take Rav Yehuda of the Sevara of Kevan Shehutra, Hutra, Ligabe Rishuyot, the Rabbanan, which means if it was opened up to a Karmelit. But when Shmuel came along and said, I don't take him by Mechitzot. Yeah, he meant when it was opened up to a Rishut, the Rabim, Rishut, that was a Deoraita. If you look at Rashi says, Nefretza le Karmelit, that's one right before the Mishnah. Shari ke Rabbi Yehuda. Then he'll take Rabbi Yehuda when the pirtza was to a Karmelit. Because even if he would go out into the Karmelit on Shabbat from the Chatzer, there's no Isur Deoraita. So that is the way we reconcile Shmuel's opinion. Comes the Mishnah. Habone Aliyah Al Gabe Shene Batim. Okay, person has two homes in a Hatser. Well, not in a Hatser, in a Shuta Rabim. They're across from each other. Okay, so now what did you do? You built an Aliyah, you built a second floor going across, which is now you have across to the Shuta Rabim now. It's like a bridge, but you built a second floor across from one house to the other. So the Gemara Mishnah says, look at Rashi for a second. Agabe shne batim, vehem b'shne sidei reshut harabim. They're on both sides of reshut harabim. Metaltelin tahat aliyah. So you can carry underneath that bridge that's across. Depi tekram mikan umikan yored v'sotem. Because you have two walls already, the houses. Okay? The houses form two walls. This second floor that you built across, you say Pitikrayuret Vesotem on the sides of it. So now, according to everybody in the Chaurah, this is enclosed, so you'd be able to carry underneath the second floor between the two houses that overpass, because it's considered a deshut hayachid using Pitikra. Now the Mishnah says it, v'chen gesharim amfulashim. That's again, this is, you have a reshut rabim that was now walled, which was made a reshut yachid. There's not two walls. There's the two walls of the houses, plus the pitikra yored v'sotem on the aliyah. I didn't say Hakamim agreed to anything. I'm just reading a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that you have two walls, plus pitikra yored v'sotem, so therefore it's a reshut yachid. Similarly, if you have a case of gesharim, hamifulashim, that's a bridge, same case, above the street, above the Rishut Rabim, metaltelin tahtehen b'Shabbat. You can also carry underneath the bridge on Shabbat. Why? The same principle. You say that the Pitikra is your edvesotim of the bridge, and therefore you have Rishut Yachid. She says, I'm full Hashim. Sheesh lam mechitzot milmata b'shne stadim. Meaning you have the same, you have walls on both sides, right? And now you have the bridge on top of it. So now the walls come down on the side of the bridge. Rishut Yachid. The Mishnah says, who's this following? Devre Rabbi Yehuda. Lachamim Otsrim. But Lachamim come along and say, in this case, it is indeed Asur. We will see in the Gemara the reason. Ve'od amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda furthermore said, Me'arvin le'mavuy hamfulash. He says you're also allowed to make an eruv from mavuy hamfulash. Mavuy hamfulash means where it's opened on both sides. You have a chatzir. You have a mavuy, okay? So the mavuy has a clear passage on both sides. It's open to the reshut harabim. It has two walls on the side. Remember what a mavuy looks like? It's an alley. But on both ends, it is opened. He says you can make an eruv, which means you could put a lehi or a korah on one of the entrances. And now the mavui becomes mutar. And the Rashi explains, because since you have two walls that are standing already, so you can make an adjustment for a third wall. And we will see exactly the shita of the Biyuda. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rava, Lo Tema, don't say, Hainu Ta'amad Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum de kasavar bet mechisot de oraita. Don't come along and tell me that the reason why you're allowed to carry under the bridge, let's say, or under the homes that had the second floor, don't tell me it's because of his shita that says that two mechisot are in a shuti yachid de oraita. Because technically you do have two mechisot and the two houses are considered the wall. Don't tell me that that's the reason why he's letting you carry. Rashi, Deoraita, Halakha le Moshe Mesinai, Kedamrin le Perek Kama, like we learned in the first Perek, Shi'urin, Hatzisin, Umechitzot, the different Shi'urim, for different things that are Asur, or the laws of Hatzitza, or for that matter, the laws of Mechitzot, for the Shuti Yachid, Halakha le Moshe Mesinai, Vare, Yeshkan bet Mechitzot, Mishneh Batim, Dei lav Mishum Pitekra lo Avishareh. The Gemara is saying, it's not working with that. It's working with Pitikra. The fact that now you can take the second floor and lower the walls down, that was bringing the Heter according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ela mishum de kasabar Pitikra yored v'sotem. That's the Heter. So comes the Gemara and says, Eti ve'abaye, Abaye asked the question. Yeter al ken amar Rabbi Yehuda. We have a braita that says that Rabbi Yehuda was not only lenient in the case of these that we just discussed, where you have the houses on the side and you have the Mish Yeshlo Shneb Batim Mishnesi De Reshut Rabim. Guys, two houses on the opposite side of Reshut Rabim. Nothing's covering them. There's no second floor. Oseh Lehi Mikan Ve Lehi Mikan. Rabbi Yehuda allows you to put on one house a Lehi on one side and a lehi on the other side of the same house, or koramikan vekoramikan, or a cross beam across both houses, going across from house to house on both sides, venose venoten beemsa, and you can carry in the middle. So clearly, what do you see? You're not working with Peter Krayorid Vesotem over here. Obviously, you're holding that what? Two walls Medeoraita is considered the shoot. Hayahid. So all you need is an adjustment for the third wall. So either put two lehis or put, two korahs going across. Amru, so the rabbis came along to the Yudan and said, En me'arvin reshut tarabim bekach. They told him, no, you can't make a reshut tarabim, reshut yahid like that. Because you only have two walls. The rabbis argue on that. But what do you see? You see clear that Rabbi Yehuda does agree that Midoraita Rishut Ya'id is two walls. So explain me the Mishnah like that. That the law, you don't got to come out to Pitei Klayot of Vesotem. Just tell me that the reason why you can carry underneath this is because the two batim serve as two walls. So Amar Le Me'ahi In. Says, you're right. No question. From that statement you just quoted me from the Braita, no argument. It's clearly that Rabbi Yehuda holds two walls is Doraita. However, meha leka lemishmak mineh. All I was saying is, from our Mishnah, you can't bring a proof. Which is because our Mishnah, I could tell you it's Peter Klau working. If this was your only source, our Mishnah, that you wanted to show me the Buddha says two walls is Rishut Yahid, I could deflect that to the ayah. Because I can tell you, no, Peter Klau Yorid Vesotem is giving you walls. For sure, from the case you brought me, it's obvious he's working with two walls, Deoraita. Because you don't have Peter Klayot of Vesotem. That's what I was saying. From this Mishnah, you don't have to tell me that it's working because of the two walls they Deoraita. You could say it's because of Peter Klayot. Amar Rav Asher said, Matniti nami daika. You know what? Our Mishnah is also Meduyeket, that the first Heter of the Mishnah is Peter Klayot of Vesotem. When it came to the two houses with the overpass on top. Why? Mediktari ve'od amar Rabbi Yehuda. The fact that the Mishnah then says, and furthermore, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Me'arvin b'mavuya mefulash v'achamim osrim." Right? The Rabbi Yehuda gave another case, and not only that, ve'od. Now, when it says the word ve'od, it's mashma. It's a new case. Which is not only what I said in the first case, but I'm going to give you a new chidush in the second case. If you learn that the first heter was because of pitekayu v'sotem, so that case is no chidush. You have wolves. Even in a case we have a mavui that's mefulash, where there's no pitikai v'sotem, still I'll tell you it's okay. There he introduces the sevara of two walls deoraita. So from the fact that he introduced a ve'od, it's much more the first case was not working with that sevara. However, but if you're saying that what shtem mechitzot is deoraita in the first case, my ve'od. What's the ve'od? You told me that already in the first case, which means if the first case you have the overpass, you tell me I can carry underneath. Why? Because you have two walls. So he says, ve'od, not only that, a mavui, so that's two walls you can carry in there if you make an adjustment. What do you mean? It's the same deen. Because of shte mechitzot, is deoraita. And you have to tell me the first deen was coming me deen, Peter Krar, he didn't introduce the two mechitzot till the end. Read the bottom Rashi. Well, actually, it's the way we explained it. Rashi in the bottom, he brings two different girsa'ot. He opts for the girsa that we explained it according to. So we will read the girsa in Rashi, 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the bottom. You see where it says, V'haki garsinan? V'he gimal. Right? That's, she's giving you the preferred girsa. Ela i'amad b'shuad etamad Rabbi Yehuda b'kamaita. That the first logic of Rabbi Yehuda in the case of the houses, mishum dekaza b'tikayur v'sotem, ubatraita mishum shtem mechitzot, and the second case is shtem mechitzot, hanu dektani ve'od. Now we understand the word ve'od. Zu mati Rabbi Yehuda, v'al fagav tzedek ha-pitekra, mishum shtem mechitzot. Which is the ve'od is coming to say, even in a case where there's no pitekra, I can be mekir because of shtem mechitzot. Ela i'amad kamait anami mishum shtem mechitzot. But if you tell me that the first case is also mishum shtem mechitzot, my ve'od, he. It's the same. It's the same case. Upshita de ba'arbin. And of course you'll be able to make an eruv. And then he just says, Rishon shamartis, I heard the first kirsa, v'ite gasi kirishna batra, which we just read, u'mistabra kibatayu. And it's mistabed like the kirsa. So that's why we explained it according to this kirsa. Now, the only question is, that explains the logic of the Biyuda. What is the shita of the hachamim of the Mishnah? Which is the hachamim said that when you have the roof going across, the overpass by the two houses over the shoot at a beam, they're obviously going to say that what? You can't carry. Hachamim, Muslim. Shila is why? So the explanation of the Chachamim, why underneath the overpass it is Asur, how come you don't say Pitika, you're in the Sotem, you know the Chachamim subscribe to that. So the Tosfot in Masechet Sukkah explains, because you don't say Pitika, you're in the Sotem, when it's opened on both sides to a Rishut Rabim, which is a Rishut Deoraita, which means here, your overpass, it's open, it's mefulash on both sides to the Rishut Rabim. Hakamim will say, there's no Pitikra Yoreh V'Sotem in that case. Other Rishonim learn differently. They say, no, the reason why you don't say Pitikra Yoreh V'Sotem is because this area over here is traveled by the Rishut Rabim through the, or under the overpass. And therefore, you can't put walls where people travel. You can only say Pitikra Yoreh V'Sotem in a place where the walls, the imaginary walls, are not going to be traveled or walked through by people. So that's why you don't say it. Furthermore, the Yerushalmi points out that what is the status of this overpass underneath it? Hakamim clearly are saying that it is Asur. But from the fact that they use Lashon Asur, it sounds like it's only Isud Rabbanan, which means they're not treating it as a Reshut Rabim Deoraita. And the explanation is because a Reshut Rabim Deoraita is only when you have an opened area on top, like the Midbar, which is a classic Reshut Rabim. Here it's a Reshut Rabim Mekorah, it's not a Reshut Rabim Deoraita, therefore it's only rabbinically forbidden, even according to the Achamim, to carry underneath, but it's not Isur Deoraita. And that ends the Perek. Hadran Alach Kol Gagot. And now, Bezat Hashem, we begin Perek Tashi'i. Sorry, Perek Asiri, the final chapter in Masechet Erubin. And the Mishnah says, Hamotze Tefillin. A person found Tefillin in a place on Shabbat where the Tefillin are not protected. That she says you found it Basadeh. Bimkom Shene'ebadim. Which means they're going to get ruined, they're going to get destroyed. So now the question is, can you carry them even through a Reshut Rabim on Shabbat in order to protect the Kiddusha of the Tefillin? So the Mishnah says, Machnisan Zug Zug. Says you can, but you wear them one pair at a time. Which means you go to the spot where you find the pile of Tefillin over there, let's say. You put on the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh, and you walk it, even though you walk it to the Reshut Rabim on Shabbat. And we will explain that she says, Zug Machnisan Ya'iru Lebayit, which means you're going to the Ya'ir, you're going to the Reshut Rabim, and you're even allowed to walk into the Bayit. Zug Zug. Ehad Berosh, Ehad Bezroa. Vainu Zug. Kederek Shelovshan Behol. That's the normal way you wear Tefillin during the week. Vehozer Tamid Umachnizan Zug Ahar Zug Achiklu. You go back, you take another pair, you wear it, you walk into the protected area, and you keep on going back and forth, zug zug. That's why it says zug zug. That's the Shitav Tana Kama. Rabban Gamliel Omer, Shenayim Shenayim. He says you can wear two at a time, Rashi. Zug Berosh Vezug Bezroa, which means two on the Rosh and two on the Zerawa. Ubi Gemara Ba'et Tama, Maininu. And the Gemara is going to explain, what does this mean? How do you wear... What's the logic? You're wearing two in the Zerowa and two in the Rosh. The Gemara is going to explain exactly what this means. Now, the Gemara continues. Mishnah continues. When is this heter said? Bishanot. It's talking about where it's old tefillin. Aval b'chadashot patur. But on new it's patur. What are we talking? Let's remember, in our tefillin we have straps. Okay? Now, in the straps they make, like we have an our tefillin, they form letters. For example, on the Shil Rosh, the straps form a Dalet, right? On the Shil Yad, you have a Yud. On the boxes, you have a Sheen as well. So, we're talking about over here where they're unraveled, which means you don't know if these are really tefillin or not. Because you have to remember, in the olden days, they also used to write kimi'in, amulets that look like tefillin. So now you get to the field, the straps are not made like a tefillin. Everything's unraveled. So you don't know, are these just regular kimyonin amulets? Or maybe they are indeed tefillin. So he says, well, if they're old, it's okay. Because an old pair, the straps are worked in already, that even if they're unraveled, you could tell that what? There was a knot there before. That there was a tie. So you know already it belonged to tefillin. But on a new, you can't tell what it is. So therefore, you're patur. You could assume that maybe it's a kamiyah. The hakamim did not waive their laws of carrying, or, you know, fikitvei kodesh, they didn't waive the laws, and therefore you leave it there.
Fatur from saving it.
Look, fatur from saving it, exactly. Look at the Rashi. Bishanot shenikar hakeshir, where you can tell that the knot ha'asui kimin shaddai, that's made like in the shin dalid yud, devadai tefirinen. You know it's tefillin, and you leave it there, you can't leave it there, it's bezayon. Meaning you're patur, meaning you're exempt from bringing them in. Dilma kamiyahin. Maybe it's just a kamiyan amulet be'alma. Ve'em ba'em kedusha ela b'na'asim kilchatan. Meaning the kedusha of tefillin is only made when you made it like kedushat tevi b'hanu lishman. We're not going to make halal shvat for a kamiya. It doesn't have the same status of a tefillin. So they were, how are you going to tell? We have bishanim, you can tell. Padashim, no. Comes the Mishnah and says, mitza'an tzivatim. Let's say you found a pile. That she says, kesharim, kesharim, harbe tefillin bechol kesher. Which means you found a bunch of straps and piles of tefillin. Right? So now the question is, if you're going to take one at a time, you're still not going to finish. And therefore, anyway, you're still going to have to go after Shabbat and keep on being. So the Hilul Shabbat, you'll save a couple of them, of course, but you're not going to solve the whole problem. So in that case, the Mishnah says, or kirichot, or if they are piled, the Gemara is going to explain what the difference between tzivatim and kirichot is. We'll wait for the Gemara. Machshich alehen umevian. So then the deen is you just sit there. Sit there and watch them on Shabbat and wait until it gets dark. And after it gets dark, meaning what says Shabbat, bring them home. Rashi. Yamtin ad shetechshag v'yeshev sham v'yishmerim. Ul shetechshag yitelem yahad. And the Gemara is going to ask, why not just take him one at a time? And we've explained it already. Because anyway, you're not going to help, because it's too much. Now, upsakana, in the case of time of danger, that she says, what's the danger? So he's learning in the Adamin at least. She'enu yachol lamtin sham, umiterem mipnei halistim. Which means, you can't stay over there, because you're going to have a situation of listim. There's robbers and things like that. So what are you supposed to do? Mechasan ve'olechlo. Just take a blanket or something like that and just cover the tefillin. Meaning, you can't take them home. Meaning, she's learning the case is going back on where you found a pile. Right? And you're not going to be able to sit there the whole Shabbat, and she says, because it's dangerous. So in that case over there, you don't have to sit there, just cover them up and you can go on your way. Comes the Gemara and says, Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Notnan lahavero, 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 ad shemagia lahatser hachisona. So Rabban Shimon, Rabbi Shimon of Azekula, Rashi, Notan lachavero v'chavero v'chavero dechol had v'chad lo mamtelehu arba'amot. She's a Rabbi Shimon comes along and says, there's another way to transfer the tefillin over here. Take the tefillin, don't go 4 amot in the shittim, go 3 amot. Less than 4 amot. Give it to your friend. Right? And now, your friend will give it to your friend, and you can transfer it that way all the way to a protected area, so long as you're going to less than 4 amot at a time. So there's another way to be Shimon is giving you a kula to go the havero, the havero. Now, the way they're learning to be Shimon is also talking about bishat ha-sakana, which means when you have a pile, So he's saying, Tanakama said what?
Cover
it. He's coming along and says, not enough to cover it. That's not going to be enough. Here you have to what? Give it to a friend to a friend. Now, good. So the Mishnah continues and says, until you get to a protected area. What's a protected area? Hatser. Which means the first Hatser of the city, on the outskirts of the city, where you could drop the tefillin over there. Now they're protected. V'chein beno. And for that matter, a person's son. What's the case? A lady gave birth in the field. That's it. Now the baby's there. Now you got to bring the baby into a protected area. So even though it's pikuach nefesh, doesn't matter. If there's a way to do it without having to be mechalel Shabbat, do it in that way. Now carrying a baby, we don't say haino seet atzmo on a baby, because it cannot carry its own weight yet. So therefore, the deen is, according to the Mishimon, pass it over to the friend, less than 4 amot, less than 4 amot, less than 4 amot, till you get to the protected area. So again, v'chen beno, notno lahavero, 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 afilu me'ah. Which means you can even do it 100 times. Which means you have 100 friends, you can do it. Right, now we're going to see why it said only on this case of the baby, afidu me'ah. In the case of the tefillin, it didn't say me'ah. That's the Gemara's question. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, noten adam havit lachavero, v'chavero lachavero, afilu chutz latchum. Here, the Bihuda is coming along to say, this heter of pachot pachot was not only said by tefillin, was not only said in case of a baby, but for that matter, any tzorech, a guy has a barrel, right? And he wants to now transport the barrel from one area to another area. He could also employ this heter of pachot pachot midalan amot. And his chiddush is, even if you're taking it outside the tomb, even though you're going beyond the tomb. So Tris, the Gemara of the Mishnah says, Amru lo, lo ta'alich zuyote meragle ba'aleha. The rabbis came along and said, no, the barrel follows the owner of the barrel. Meaning wherever the owner of the barrel's tomb ends, that's as far as you're allowed to walk the barrel itself. Whereas according to the Biyuda, he even allows you to take it chutz latchum, to take it outside. So therefore, the Biyuda is actually adding to the heter of the Bishimon. Right? Which means, according to the Bishimon, they were only matir this pachot pachot b'shat tzorich. Tefillin, or a case of a ben, but according to the Biyuda, it's a heter gamur, which means it's not a leniency, and therefore even for voluntary items. For example, you found a barrel with wine in it. You say, beautiful, I want to drink it on Shabbat. How can I get this to my house? Just do the pachot pachot, and you could be lenient in such a way. Okay, so that's the heter of the Biyuda over the Bishimon. Hakamim.
So they're only arguing the tuchum part, not on the barrel part.
No, no, we know that they're arguing on the first part. The first part they clearly said mechasin. They're just telling him, even the shitatcha, you should be mahmir, not to go more than the chum of the barrel. The Gemara will explain that. That's basically the Mishnah. Now, if we go back to the Tosfotim in the beginning on Sadihe, Tosfot starts in Hamotzi Tefillin. Hach pirka b'masechet Shabbat ha'melelemit nigabe hotzaot. What really tells us, this chapter really belonged in Masechet Shabbat. On the cases of what's permissible to carry or not, and the mishum diktani sefar biyudamin noten adam lachaveru 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 afidu chutz latchum. So since the biyuda at the end of the mishnah mentioned the tchum issue, so therefore we threw it back into masechet erubin, and also because since at the end of the perek we have more mishnayot that discuss eruvin issues, so therefore they put this as well. The Mishimon started with tefillin, but he continues with an eruvin issue, so therefore we kept it in eruvin. The next Tosfot Machnisan Zug says that in Sof Perek Kamad de Betza Mukhar Da'iri de Lo Min Terem Machmat Kalbe, that we're talking over here, the issue was that there's dogs, and that's the concern, that if you leave the tefillin in the area, the dogs are going to defile the tefillin. Aval min tere mahmat kalbe, afagav de lo min tere mahmat ganbe lo. Which means it's much from the Gemara Betzah that if, let's say, it's mintar from dogs but not from thieves, then you would not be allowed to save it on Shabbat. Some of you shouldn't even argue and say that no, any type of no shemina, whether it's some dog, whether it's ganavim, also be permissible to walk them on Shabbat. The Gemara begins. Zug echad in. Tfe lo. So the first shita of the Mishnah clearly says what? Mm-hmm. We're only allowing one zug at a time. More than that, no. Lematnan stamma delo kerebi meir. Let us say that our Mishnah is not following the shita of Rebi Meir. Why? The kerebi meir, if it's following Rebi Meir, ha'amar. Lovesh kol ma shiyuchal lilvosh ve'otef kol ma shiyachol la'atof. Rabbi Meir says in a case where a guy had a fire in his house on Shabbat, so it's permissible to wear as many clothes as he can, which means he puts on as many coats on top of one upon another as we can pile them on, and he's able to transport them. Now, not to a Reshut Rabbi, mind you, but you'll have to go to a Hatser that you did not make an Eruv with. Which means, even if you did, I'm sorry, Hatser Me'orevet. Dafka Hatser that you made an Eruv with. But even if you made an Eruv with the Hatser, normally you're not allowed to carry Kelim Sheshavtu, Betoch Habayit into another Hatser. The Hadush of Rabbi Meir is, in the case of a fire, they allow you to even carry the clothes out, as many as you can wear. Now, how do you know that this statement of Lovesh kol ma shiyachol lilbosh ve'otef kol ma shiyuchal la'atof is Rabbi Meir? So it says, Ditnan, Ulsham motzi kol kli tashmisho ve'lovesh kol ma shiyachol lilbosh ve'otef kol ma shiyachol la'atof. So the Gemara says, Vahi stama mimayt Rabbi Meiri. Who told you that stam mishnah masechet Shabbat is indeed Rabbi Meir? Well, diktani ala, because we have a braita on that Mishnah that says, lovesh umotzi, uposhet velovesh umotzi, uposhet afinu kol ayom kulo deve Rabbi Meir. Which means clearly the braita says that you are able to wear and bring out uposhet and take them off, velovesh umotzi, which is mashma, there's no restriction on how much clothes the person is allowed to wear. Rashi says, Lovesh kol ma shiyachol lelvosh le'anyan atzarat delekatnan ulsham umotzi lachatzer shesimucha ledeleka. And how do we know that that Mishnah is following Rabbi Meir? Because we had the Braita that said what? That he's able to wear as much as he can wear, which means lovesh mashu yachol lelvosh, and he's able to bring it out, and then he takes it off, and he goes back, and he's lovesh, meaning whatever he can wear, and he goes out again. So therefore we see what? That clearly we have a stam mishnan masechet Shabbat that says you can wear as much as you want. Ah, so how come our Mishnah over here, it said according to the Rabbi Meir, you can only wear one pair at a time. You should be able to pile them on. Now granted, you can right away give your Hiluk and say, they was talking about you going to a Hatser, She'ena Me'orevet. Which means it's not a Hatser Me'orevet, I'm sorry. And therefore it's not a Isur Me'oraita. Here, you go into a Reshut Rabim, could be, it's a little, more serious. So the Mefashim explained the question is, now, what you see is, whenever the rabbis waived Isur of carrying, so then already you can wear as much as you want. They didn't put restriction on how many you can take out at the time according to the Rabbi Meir. Exactly. So just like over there, by the fire, so he tells you could pile on as many shirts, as many coats and all that. So over here in the Gabet, if they're being a little more lenient because it's Kodesh, so they're letting you take it into a Reshut Rabim, you should be able to pile on as much as you can. So why did the Rabbi Meir say over here only one pair of tefillin? The Mishnah. So comes the Gemara and says, no, I'll give you a Hiluk. Hiluk is like this. Amar Rabba. Afilu Tema Rabbi Meir. I can even say that what? Our Mishnah is not a contradiction. And therefore Rabbi Meir holds what? You can only wear one tefillin at a time. Okay? Again, our Mishnah just said Machnisan Zug Zug. Didn't tell us it's Rabbi Meir, so the Gemara was assuming it's not Rabbi Meir. Because we know Rabbi Meir holds, you can do many. They say, no, it actually can be Rabbi Meir. How? Because I'll say it like this. Here's the Hiduk. Hatam Derech Malbusho Kehol Shavya Rabbanan. Which means the rabbis by the fire, Rabbi Meir, we told you you can wear as many clothes as you want, is because even during the week, a person will sometimes wear clothes upon clothes. And since that is the derech, so therefore, they were mekel as well on Shabbat. Hatam Rashi says, Dekai bishar malbushin, dekama deba'i labish behol. She's a person who wears as many clothes as he wants during the week. It's not, nothing stops him. However, so therefore, since it's possible for him during the week to pile on as much clothes as he wants without any restriction, so therefore, on Shabbat also they tell him, you know what, you can wear it like that. However, derech malbusho kechol shavya rabbanan. Here also they treated it like the normal wearing during the week. Now, hatam the behol over there by the fire, when it's regular clothes. The behol kamat the ba'il labish. He can wear as much as he wants. So the ayan atzala nameh, sharu the rabbanan. So when it came to atzala also, they let him wear as much as he wants. Ha'achad the behol nameh, zug ehad in tfelo. During the week, how many pairs does a guy, tefillin does a guy wear during the week? Person doesn't wear more than one pair. So therefore, when it came to Hatzalah, they only let you wear it according to what you would normally wear during the week. As she says, Zugihadin Dekasabar. Now, as she throws in over here, right? Zugihadin. Oh, that's coming up in the Gemara. Okay, so let's review the Shakla Vetariah over here. Gemara came along and said, is the Mishnah going to be Meir? Gemara answers, it can't be going to be Meir. Aye, but Masechet Shabbat, you let you pile on as much clothes as you want. Gemara's answer, no. Because since during the Derech Tehol, you can't pile on as much as you want. So I mean, we're lenient, pile on, and that's considered like the normal Derech, let's say, which is possible during the week. Masechet Tefillin, nobody wears two tefillin on their heads during the week at the same time and things like that. So therefore, they only let you do it like you normally do it during the week. Derech Madbush, and therefore, you can only do one at a time. The Gemara continues, Rabban Gamliel Omer, Shnaim Shnaim. We learned in the Mishnah, Rabban Gamliel says that what? You wear two tefillin at a time. So Gemara says, my Katsabar, what does Rabban Gamliel hold that he's telling you to wear two at a time? I Katsabar Shabbat Zman Tefillinu, meaning if he holds that Shabbat, there is also a mitzvah to wear tefillin, and therefore it's mutar to wear the tefillin when you're saving it. So therefore, Zugehad in Tefelo, so therefore, Lechaura, it should only be allowed one Zug. But Tefelo, because you only wear one Tefillin for the mitzvah. So therefore, why does Rabban Gamliel say that it is permissible to wear more than one? Let's analyze the question. Because if you hold Shabbat Zman Tefillin, there was no leniency of carrying over here. Because when you're wearing the tefillin from the, saving it from the unsafe place, you're wearing it, that's not carrying. It's a mitzvah. That therefore, obviously, he was not being mekel just to carry tefillin. So therefore, why then does he say more is permissible? So the Gemara says, "Be Shabbat lazman tefillin." If he's going to hold that, what? That in the Chiramish Shabbat is not the zman of tefillin, which matzalad derech malbush sharu lelabanan, and therefore, in order to save the tefillin, the rabbis were lenient that what to wear them. Afilu tefenameh. So therefore, the kara you should be able to even to wear more than two. Why was he only lenient with two? Which means if Shabbat is not the Zman of Tefillinu, so therefore even one Zug is not going to be considered a Malbush. Because it's Lav Zman Tefillinu. Because you don't normally wear it on Shabbat. And still, the rabbis were lenient that what? To say that the tefillin is going to be considered a malbush, to wear it. So just like they were lenient by one, and just like they were lenient by two, they should be lenient even by more than that. Yeah. Which means, why does Rabban Gamliel, if he holds Shabbat Lav Zman Tefillinu, why did he limit it?
to two. The same heter that they gave you for one and two, give me for three and four as well. It's because you give us Neolam, Shabbat, Lav Zman Tefillinu. Oh, it's Lav Zman Tefillin. V'chi Shar Rabbanan Le'anyan Hatzala Derech Malbush. However, when the rabbis told you that will be lenient to wear the Tefillin, they only gave you that heter bimkom Tefillin, in the place where you fulfill the mitzvah normally of the tefillin. Therefore, they will say to you to wear tefillin on the rest of your body. Means you can't start wrapping tefillin on other parts of your head or other parts of your body, which means they only were lenient derech malbush of where the tefillin you yotzeh letzorech the mitzvah. Which means, and even on the head, only on certain parts like we're going to see in the Gemara, but other areas it's going to be considered what? Not a takshit, it's going to be considered a masui, according to Rashi, and therefore you cannot carry it. Now, comes the Gemara and says, if that's the case, iache zug yahad namein tfelo. If the discussion is only in the place where you say for the mitzvah, how come he was lenient on two tefillin? The chaurah, you can only wear one on the head and one on the arm. So Gemara says, "Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, makom yesh barosh lani yachbo shtei tefillin." Yes, indeed, there is a place in the head where you can actually fit two pairs of tefillin, and therefore both of them are going to be considered derek malbush. Therefore, you could wear both of them on Shabbat. Hani ha derosh, that helps the shul rosh. The yad, ma'ikal lemar. But how you can explain the shel yad? Because do we say that you have two spots on the shel yad? Also, we don't have a statement like that yet. So you would also know. Kedetnam, kederav yehuna, like Rav Yehuna said. Damar Rav Yehuna, pa'amim shadam ba min asadeh b'chabidatu al roshoh. The person that's coming from the field. And he has his bundle on his head. Umsalikan defa, so it doesn't ruin the tefillin that's on his head. He takes on the tefillin shorosh, me'al rosho, ve'koshran bizro'o. So what do you see over here? It's also the derech to wear tefillin on the zeroa. Which means, even if you want to say that on the zeroa, that what? That there's no place, let's say, for two tefillin, let's say, when it comes to do the mitzvah. But still, you see that what from Rav Huna, that it was the derech, that during the week, they also would wear two tefillin on the shel yad. So the Gemara says, wait. Imar dama Rav Huna, shelo yinag ba'em derech bezayon. The reason what he was just telling you why you put it on your arm is because you don't want the tefillin to be bezayon when you have to lower it on your head. However, ra'ui mi amar, but did he say that indeed that it's considered as if you're putting it in the spot of the tefillin, which means he didn't say that it's ra'ui that there's two places on the shelyad that it's ra'ui to put two tefillin, and therefore since it's not considered a place of tefillin, well, you're just putting it on there so you don't have an inyan of bizayon. So now we're going to go back to the question, how come Rabban Gamliel should wear two tefillin shel yad? It's not considered a takshit, it's considered a masui. Ela, kedama Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, makom yesh berosh, shiraui lani amosh tefillin, hakaname makom yesh bayad, shiraui lani amosh tefillin, which means by the yad as well, it is also big enough, the spot, to put on two tefillin. Tana debe menashe. Okay, we're still going to be menashe. Al yadecha, it says by the Torah, al yadecha, zu kiboret. That's talking about the bicep, that where the flesh is, that's the spot where you put the tefillin shel yad. Ben aynecha, when it says ben aynecha, by the tefillin shel rosh, zu kodko, that's referring to the head. Hecha, where on the head? Amre debe debi anai, makom shemocho shel tinok rofes. The place of the child's head that is soft. When the child is born, he has a soft spot in his head, so that's the spot where the tefillin may be worn. Baruch Adonai le'olam.
Amen ve'amen.